We're now joined by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the number 17 Fifth Third Bank Ford. Stenhouse, the last time you were here, you made your way to Victory Lane. What's it going to take to get another win this weekend?
Well, not last time, just last time for this race. I wish we made Victory Lane last time we were here. That would have been awesome. It's always cool. Being at Talladega earlier this year and, trying to defend the, win from the year before is always fun. And came up a few spots short at Talladega, but felt really good about our car. We felt really good about our car here in the 500. They've made, a few changes to the package, but I still feel like our fifth, third, Ford will be strong enough to, do what we need to do and hopefully, get it back into Victory Lane here and defend this race win in July. So it's a great opportunity for us. We're still kind of battling there points-wise for 16th, and that's something that we've been focused on and kind of slipped the last couple weeks, even though we've had probably our better runs at the two tracks that we've struggled at, but a win would go a long ways.
If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll go here in the front.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. You just kind of brought up the point that you're a little down on the point. So do you expect that there are so many guys who are needing a win, and this is an opportunity race, do you expect respect to kind of go out the window the last couple of laps as guys are trying to get in position and then potentially win the race?
I think respect kind of goes out the window at the end of every race. We all want to win. And, here at Daytona, there's so many options and so many, different things and ways, the race can play out. And you might think you have it and then all of a sudden you don't. And, but I think that goes all the way back through the field. For us, if we can come in here and, gain, 30 or 40 points on the guys that we're racing for 16th, then, we go into Kentucky next week, all of a sudden we're inside looking at the playoffs instead of from the outside. So, we all go as hard as we can here on these last few laps at the speedways, and generally is the reason why there's always wrecks at the end, because we know it's a good opportunity for us to win.
We'll go in the back.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Ricky, you sounded pretty distressed over the state of your car during the radio in the race last week. And any signs or glimmers of hope that things are improving, or halfway through the season, is it more of the same?
We've had some tough conversations these last few weeks. I think, I've been pretty vocal, in the shop and sometimes out in the, whether it be in an interview or on the radio, probably when I shouldn't. I definitely need to respect all of our guys at the shop that are working hard and, trying to provide new stuff for us. We just haven't got that new stuff as quick as what we wanted. And, I think last week I got a little frustrated seeing, hearing other teams bringing newer cars to the track and kind of seeing their performance have an uptick. And then, some of those cars were racing to get in the playoffs. And so that's kind of where the frustration comes in. We were able to somewhat salvage an okay day out of it after, being really far off, I felt like, all weekend. And, I told Jack I didn't think we'd finish inside the top 20 last week because just in practice, that's just the way the car felt. So, we got a better finish out of it than I thought. But, we're working hard. We've got some things in the works. It's just not here right now. So that's a bummer. We're hoping that we can get some new stuff soon. No, I wish. It needs to be now. But, like I said, the process of, getting something new and kind of deciding what path you're going to go down to make the cars better and faster. You sit there and, kind of get a group together. It's been nice having Matt, kind of back up, what we've been saying in our cars and trying to get us going down a direction of fixing that. So it's been good having him there. Even when he's not in the race car, he's still a part of our meetings and, still looking at my race notes from Sonoma, even though he didn't race, and same with Chicago. And, we've been talking a lot of what we need for our cars to be faster. And so that's been a huge positive. But you know, you got to get in that room, figure out what you want, and then you got to design it. Then you got to get it approved, and you know, then you got to put it in production for us to get it to the racetrack. So, you know, it's not as quick as what I want it to be. But you know, we'll see. Hopefully it'll be good things to come.
We'll go next to Pat and work our way up.
Pat,
You're fine. You're fine. You can go ahead.
Thanks so much. Ricky, how you doing? Question, I was just driving in today, see all the fans already camped out, they're bringing their pools out and everything. What makes the fans that come out to Daytona different, and maybe what makes this race different as well?
I think this race weekend is always special. You know, being, it's kind of weird, 4th of July being, you know, yesterday versus, you know, on the weekend of Daytona. But, you know, it's still that patriotic weekend that you feel the atmosphere around this racetrack and people all throughout Daytona. For a racer, Daytona's special no matter what. You know, the Supercross guys think it's special. You know, we think it's special. You know, the road course guys, you know, back when I raced go-karts and came down, even though I didn't race inside of, you know, this track, you know, but Daytona Kart Week was always special. So anytime you can win, be a part of a race here at Daytona, that's something that you dream about doing. And then, you know, obviously pulling into that victory lane is unlike any other. So that's something we all strive for.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. Going back to Nate's kind of points, when Matt came in there and giving this feedback, was there any like aha moments or stuff we didn't realize? Because sometimes when you bring somebody in from outside an organization, they see things that those inside the organization don't, if that makes sense. So has there been any kind of new information that maybe is you think will help in the future, even though it's not going to take overnight?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, Matt's experience is good. I think, you know, he drives our cars, and, you know, it doesn't drive anything like he was used to driving before he came over. So that's the feedback I like to hear is, you know, the things I'm complaining about in our race cars. And then when he comes and says, hey, our race cars didn't drive like that, you know, so there's potential. I know that, hey, if I can get my car driving like I want or like what he had, you know, there's speed in that. And so that's been nice more for me just to kind of say, hey, you know, am I asking the car to do something it shouldn't, or is that something that I really need? And, you know, I think he's kind of validated that, you know, that's something that we need.
We'll go to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net, kind of building off of the Matt being back. Kind of what has it been like for you to have Trevor back these past 2 weeks and what he's been inputting in for you guys?
Yeah, it's been good. I think, you know, Trevor being able to, you know, after he set out, I've been through this same exact thing in the Nationwide Series back in 2010. And you can almost kind of come back with a, hey, I don't really care what you think. I'm going to tell you what I think and just get in and drive it and, you know, have like almost like a whole different attitude about it. And I feel like he's come in, give a ton of feedback, you know, really confident in his feedback after, you know, listening and being around the track a little bit when Matt was in the car, being in our debriefs, you know, after the weeks that he wasn't in the car. And, you know, and hearing Matt talk about the same things that he talked about. And, you know, so I think he's got some confidence that that he was doing the right things and giving that right feedback. Well, I think it's, you know, these races are tough, you know, and we, you know, we're not in a position just to run up through the field. And so you got to qualify good. You got to have good practices. You got to have good pit stops and, you know, you got to execute well. And that's something that, you know, I feel like we've been doing a really good job at on the 17. I think, you know, Brian does a really good job of strategy calls in the race. And, you know, it's cool to see kind of Trevor, you know, get into that mix and, you know, want to help make some of those calls. And, you know, after, you know, sitting on the outside watching, you know, kind of how the races play out. And I think he's, you know, got an understanding of what he needs and how these races play out from watching on the sidelines.
We'll go on the back and then up front to Reed.
So Woody came with MRN. Ricky, look ahead for us a week, if you will. You head to Kentucky, a few years into the repave there now. And is that track starting to open up any? And does the tire dragging thing help a lot or not so much?
I mean, it's funny. They used the tire dragging last week at Kentucky, which I don't really know why you use the tire dragging at Kentucky. You want the newest pavement you can at Kentucky. You don't want pavement that rubber's been on. So it kind of confuses us. I think as drivers, you know, when they use it, when they don't use it, or how they use it. So to me, I think the tire dragging should not be ran on, you know, first or second lane. Third lane needs to be drug all the way to the wall. You know, it's weird. Kentucky and the new repaves, it's, you just get out of the groove and it's so slick. And, you know, kind of like Texas, it's, you know, we all run the bottom. So we don't need it drug in the bottom. We'll get that run in. So, you know, I think looking at Michigan, you know, we run semi the middle of the track throughout practice and then we work it down. It just tends to never work up on the new repaves. So for me, I like it if it was, you know, continued to run a little bit higher than what it has been.
We'll go next to Reed. Right in the green.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. You talk about the tight points battle and the fight for the last playoff spots. Looks like points are going to be extremely important this year. But then again, do you view Saturday night perhaps as the best opportunity to put the points aside and lock it in with a win?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we've got Daytona and I feel like Bristol, that there's two tracks that we can still potentially win at, being able to go out and win a race. You know, obviously there's racetracks that things can play out. I don't think we have the speed at the mile and a half yet to go out there and win like we want to. You know, so I think realistically when I go to those mile and a half, I'm like, hey, let's, you know, somehow manage a 12th place finish, whether you get a couple stage points and finish 15th and you're averaging, you know, basically a 12th place finish. That's basically what we look at when we go to some of those tracks. But Daytona, definitely Saturday night is a really big opportunity for us, but, you know, for everybody else too. You know, there could be, you know, a team behind us that wins. And then now we're really further out of points, you know, cause it catapults them up. So, you know, it's all part of the system, and you go and, you know, put yourselves in the best position you can. And, you know, unfortunately this year we've gotten more playoff points than we did last year, but, you know, our finishes haven't been as good. So, you know, it's just trying to balance everything out, but definitely every point is pretty important for us.
Do we have any additional questions? All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.